Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. The 2nd of April, punished for our peace.
This week, Derek explains how Jesus was punished by God so that we can be forgiven. Today, he shows us how that punishment was necessary to bring us peace with God. I remember once talking to a Jewish man who told me why he didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. He couldn't have been a good man. God would never have let him suffer like that. And that's exactly what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 53, verse 4. We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But verse 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised or crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Two major transactions are mentioned in those verses. The punishment due to our wrongdoing came upon Jesus so that we might be forgiven and have peace. Until the punishment for sin had been inflicted, there was no possibility of peace. Let's look at another passage in Ephesians, where Paul was speaking about what took place on the cross.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. He himself is our peace, who has made both Jew and Gentile one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near.
Notice the word peace. There can be no peace for the sinner until he knows his sins have been forgiven. Jesus was punished so that we might have peace with God through forgiveness. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I proclaim that Jesus was punished that we might be forgiven, so I might have peace with God through being forgiven. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.